in Haiti. A medical team from Massachusetts is setting up a field hospital in Port-au-Prince, days after it arrived in the capital city. The Massachusetts One Disaster Medical Assistance Team, as it's known, arrived in Haiti on Friday, but had to wait for security escorts to bring them to a site where they could work. Meantime, as the names of some of the thousands, tens of thousands, killed in the Haitian earthquake become known in Boston, anxiety in the Haitian community turns to grief as the worst fears come true for many. WBUR's David Boeri visited a service at the Haitian Church of the Nazarene in Mattapan this weekend.
"I have a song in my heart," they sang, "in a place of worship no bigger than the room of a funeral parlor. A sweet chorus of 200 local Haitian Americans paired with grief that made the walls shake."
"God is good all the time. All the time, God is good."
"God is good all the time," exclaimed 25-year-old Ruth Pierre.
"I just want to say thank you, God, for watching over the many ones that I'm alive and made it. And I pray that there's plenty more that's alive, even though we don't know how many is gone. Please, please, every day you wake up, give God the glory, because tomorrow's not promised to you."
She stood before the congregation with at least a dozen others to testify to those loved ones who were confirmed to be dead. The first reading was from Revelations 21. "For the first heavens and the first earth were passed away." Then came the accounts, apocalyptic, of fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, children who had all been killed, of those who were inside when roofs fell, and those who had run into shaking houses to get their children out, only to have the roofs collapse. Paula Pierre told of her sister's 3-year-old son, trapped in the debris, dead by the time he was pulled out. Tears ran down the cheeks of age-worn Sister Odette as she held a photo of her nephew's wife. They comforted her as the microphone and the box of tissues passed to the next mourner. For them, there will likely be no caskets, no bodies to mourn or to bury. Mass graves will take those not interred in the rubble. The pastor who leads them turns and explains in English that the body of Mary Preval's uncle is being thrown away.
Like trash.
Like trash. Thrown away. Like trash.
That's so weird.
They're dressed in their Sunday finest, whether taxi drivers or hospital attendants. Here in this former health clinic, turned into their own Nazarene church, they praise God that they're in America, while in some cases, racked by guilt that they were not with their families back in Haiti.
"I have three kids, but I lost one. Now I have two."
His face is frozen, the subtraction terrible. His father-in-law and his daughter died. She was 20 months old. He last saw her the day she was born, before he left for America. Jerry Montelis and the congregation slumped when they heard his story.
"He probably had high hope, you know, great hope that, you know, that child would be joining him soon. Now she's gone, and I could feel the feeling of powerlessness."
The pastor, Pierre-Louis Zaffaire, quoted from the Gospel of Matthew, quoted, "There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes." Hands reaching high and swaying, Nerva Luis prayed for her brother. His wife and son are dead. He's alive, but...
"He's
still alive.
But expect
them to die with no food, no first aid."
No medicine. The pastor himself groans when a man tells the story of his cousin who died. She was 8 months pregnant. Oscar Duberville, who was visiting Haiti and was evacuated yesterday from what he said was an earthquake that never stopped, described what he left behind and what he found here today.
"Basically, my heart was bleeding. I feel like I'm still building inside, especially when I came here and I saw those people was talking. Just keep on bleeding.
In a room that seemed too small for so much tragedy, their pastor urged them to pray for their sweet country, Haiti. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.
Tribulation dans toute la vie.